Well, welcome. Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Friday. These Fridays come quickly, don't they? It's Friday, January the 10th, in the brand new year, 2014. It's moving along quite fast, isn't it? Well, how are you feeling today? How are you? Well, I trust that you had a wonderful time of rest, whatever time it is in your zone. Well, in our zone, we're just waking up, and it's very early in the morning, and we trust that God will touch our lives and our hearts in a special way today. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and welcome. Thank you for joining us, and I'm your host during this short time that we have together. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. And, well, how am I doing? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm blessed. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. Once again, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. The focus of our program today is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You know, we are in this season of consecration and fasting, and I tell you, it's just I thank God for the opportunity to participate in that, because it allows us to, and let me speak from a personal perspective. It allows me to dig deeper. It allows me to come away and to really focus in a fresh way. And worship is all about focus. And because I worship the Lord God Almighty, focus is allows us to learn and to see in greater depth, greater dimension, greater perspective. In general, we have greater clarity. And so for those of us who are participating in that, that is what you can expect if you haven't already entered into that. So we are in this 21-day, what we call a consecration for war, that began on early Sunday morning, this past Sunday, and will end on early Sunday morning of January the 26th, if you will. And so that is something that is very enriching, because we are warring against, number one, we are not attacking anyone, but we are at war against our own flesh. We are at war to enter into the perfect will of God. What God has intended for our lives individually and corporately, the purpose that He has already implemented and designed and implemented from before the foundation of the earth, and it's now in play on the timeline of history. And you and I have a role, a great role in that, and He has chosen that you and I would be alive on this phase of the timeline of history. It's called our generation, and we are to seek out not only Him, but to seek out His purposes as He intended it. So we are always reaching for that, and thus we need to consecrate ourselves ever so often, as Paul said, keeping the flesh under. And we want to run the race like he did. We want to run for the prize, the high calling in Jesus Christ, and we want to fight the good fight. These are all terms that the Apostle Paul understood and shared with us. Well, once again, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Our prayer agenda includes praying for, we're believing God for a revival, a visitation. That's what we want, a visitation from God. And part of our focus and our consecration, again, is making straight paths for our feet, repenting of our sins, humbling ourselves, and preparing the way of the Lord. So a revival, a visitation, would be quite in line with our hearts and our desire, and certainly in line with His desire, because He endeavors and wants to come closer to us and we closer to Him. And also, we want to pray for, specifically today, for government. We want to pray for government, particularly here in the state of New Jersey. There's quite a bit of chaos and confusion that is existing, and if you've been listening to the news, you will hear the details of that, which I won't go over here, but I will say this. Satan continues through his widespread kingdom to cause confusion and chaos, disruption of the peace. And this has consequences for everyone in that the confusion then allows care and concern and responsibilities that those who are in authority and in power, appointed and elected, should have to escape, and the people suffer, beginning with the children. And again, going back to the details of the chaos here, you would hear the children being mentioned. It's demonic, to say the least. So we want to pray for government here in the state of New Jersey today, and believe God to rectify and correct all of the nonsense and the foolishness that is going on, which has nothing to do with life and liberty as God intended. It's designed by the kingdom of darkness to just cause loss and suffering and even death. And there's some speculation about that as well. So I'm opening up your lines, and would love to hear your praise report, because we're here for that purpose, this part of our worship of our one true God, the only wise God. God's intent is that you and I, as His people, are able not only to see, but be able also to see through. Today's world is more complex than ever, and life itself is most challenging. So the daily changes in our world is occurring at a dizzying pace, and how does one keep up while trying to figure out what is going on? The Father is has provided, if you will, our Father in heaven, that is provided for us. And He has given to each of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we're seeking that in greater measure today. We are opening up ourselves to the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So if you have a praise report, now is a good time to share it, and or a prayer request. And while you're contemplating that, we will go into prayer. We want to carefully enter the presence of God, enter His throne room. And so while you're contemplating that, let us do that. And then right after that, if you have a praise report or prayer request, you can voice that. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, Father, we thank You for who You are to us. And we come today knowing that You invited us, that We come to you now in the name, not in our own name, but in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we ask, according to John 14, verse 13 through 14, to wash our minds. Wash our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and the destiny for our lives. We ask you on this day, Lord, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give each person today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, and clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing you, hearing your voice, according to John 16, chapter 23. We thank you for forgiveness, which you have promised to us if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Father, we desire the cleansing. We need the cleansing. So we thank you for cleansing us, giving us that cleaning that we need, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, so that we can stand without fear in your presence, to communicate and to exchange with you the fellowship that you desire with us and we with you. Thank you for receiving us today in such a great way that we can feel comfortable boldly entering in. So we thank you for receiving us at your very throne, at your very feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, thank you for joining us and welcome. Well, if you have a praise report, it's a good thing to do now, or a praise a prayer request. We're here for that. So just give life and breath to what God has placed on your heart for us to pray today. Can you believe with me that God has given you something today that he wants us to pray together, to bring it into manifestation, agreeing with him? If you have that, don't withhold it. Just voice it and let us totally agree on it today. We want to pray his heart in the name of Jesus. He desires that we would be in agreement with him. He wants to use you and I to bring about the promises, to cause them to become manifest, meaning to be real, to be seen, and to be actually visible for others to see that God is real, that he is alive, and he still answers prayers, and he's in control over all his creation. So
amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and he truly is good all the time. My prayer request is my niece. Her name is Monica. She's getting baptized today. So I want you to hold her up in prayer. Amen. She has given her heart to the Lord. But you know, we all need growth. Amen. God is not finished with us yet. But she's going to acknowledge him and getting baptized. So,
what's
her name is Monique.
What's her age?
Oh, she's grown. Fully grown.
Okay.
She's 40.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, she's, oh my goodness, there's a rejoicing in heaven
yes.
today. Rejoicing in heaven. That's so thrilling. It really is. And my heart is just flooded with joy at the sound of that. I'm glad that that is so, and we're going to thank God for her. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to thank God that she has come home to Him where she belongs. And she's committed to following Him through Christ. Wow, that is wonderful. Father, we thank you for Malika today, that you have raised her up. You have quickened her, given her life, just like you were raised from the dead. You were resurrected. Well, you raised her from the dead. You've translated her from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, which is the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the work that has been proceeding in Malika's heart, and it's manifesting itself in the reality of her taking steps publicly to identify with Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. It's a joy. It causes our joy to be full because we know that you are at work in the earth. Among people by your Spirit. And you know each one, and you're bringing us one by one to yourself. You told your Son, Father, to ask of you, and you will give Him the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession, for His inheritance. And Father, you're surely keeping your promise. And we thank you for the fact that Jesus continues to ask. And He is receiving. People are being saved day by day, moment by moment, around the earth, around the world. So we thank you for what you're doing today. May this event, an occasion of Malika's being baptized, be so special that it enforces a seal upon her life, so that she won't just be ordinary, she would be extraordinary. She would rise up with song in her heart.
Hallelujah.
And your word upon her lips, she will become the kind of soldier that is willing to lay her life down for the cause of Christ. She would be strong and mighty in spirit, powerful in her community, in her family, in the zone in which she lives. So, Father, we pray today that the Spirit of God, your Spirit, would descend upon her in a mighty way, just like it did on Jesus when He stood in the River Jordan for baptism. Father, bless her today. Bless her in a mighty way for all to see. May her life line up perfectly with your plan and eternal purposes for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
That's a wonderful report and also a wonderful prayer request. And we know that heaven is rejoicing.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thanks. Hallelujah. God is at work in the earth, believe me. He is. There's lots of if we just listen to the media and be involved with all that's going on, we would think that God is not doing anything. God is at work in you and me, and he's working in others all over the earth. Hallelujah. Is there another praise report and or prayer request while you're considering what it is that you are going to report or have us join you in prayer about? I would like to have us pray through Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 23. We're going to pray through that, believing everything that it says, because it is God's heart expressed in his word, and we want to pray that back to him, because that's his plan for us. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17 through 23. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23 says that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Today we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, the inheritance in the saints that he has, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us. Hallelujah. Towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seat him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Christ Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And to you, Father, be the glory. Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory of the Lord Christ Jesus won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we are seated with him in the heavenlies. Heavenly Father, by faith and in dependence upon you, we put off the fleshly works of the old man and stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. We put on ourselves the new man, and we stand unto all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Christ Jesus had made for us. We put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature of Jesus Christ. With its love, we put off all forms of fear and put the new nature of Christ Jesus with its courage. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with its righteousness, its purity, its honesty. We are trusting you in showing each of us how to accomplish this today and in our daily lives. In every way, we stand unto the victory of the ascension and the glorification of the Lord Christ Jesus, whereby all principalities and powers were made subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with Him over all the enemies of our soul. Holy Spirit, we pray that You would fill us. Come into our lives, break down every idol, cast out every foe, and continually lead us in prayer. We are thankful, Heavenly, for the expression of Your will for our daily lives that You have shown us in Your Word. By the power of the Lord Christ Jesus, we claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. We are thankful that You have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are thankful that You have begotten us onto a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that You have made provision for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. We recognize that it is Your will for us. We therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his kingdom, his wicked spirits, to rob us of the will of God. Lord Jesus, we ask You to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, of all distortions, all insinuations, all lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In the name of Christ Jesus, we completely surrender ourselves to You as living sacrifices. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray that You would show us Your will and enable us to walk in Your will. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our wills to the will of God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Praise amen. God. Well, imagine that word coming to pass. We must believe it as we bind our minds to the mind of Christ, our wills to the will of God. What a unity, what a dance as we are in step with Him. We praise God and we thank God for the opportunity to get in step with the Lord. He is just so totally awesome that why would we even want a different arrangement? Praise God. Well, your lines are open and we welcome your praise report and your prayer request. If God has laid something on your heart for us to pray for right now, we would like to join you in total agreement so that His will be done in the earth. God has given us the authority and the power and the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, while we're at it, just want to remind you of our 21-day consecration. Of our 21-day consecration. And let's pray for each other as we go through that with victory. Now, tonight, for those who are part of our ministry that are on, And of course, everyone is invited, but this is certainly a reminder primarily to those that are part of our ministry, the Newark Gospel Tabernacles Church. Tonight, we have a special edition of Global Time with Jesus Christ tonight at 7:30. It's a special prayer cast beginning at 7:30 and probably for 45 minutes to an hour tonight. You will access the program the same way you got on to today's prayer cast, and we invite you to enter in with us. We're interceding for ourselves, and we're praying God's purposes for our ministry and for our community and all of the things that God has placed in our plate. We also will be praying for the restoration project that we're engaged in, and this year we want to take giant steps in the restoration of the Stanley Theater, which is our worship space, as an arts and cultural center for the purposes of impacting the culture of our community. And it takes quite, it's going to take, and it requires quite a bit of money in order to transform that historic landmark into what God really intended it should be when it was first created. And he held it, he had it held in the hands of the wicked until a people were formed, and we're that people, and it's our time, season, and opportunity, and assignment. So that's something we'll be praying for. But join us this evening, this Friday evening, tonight, at 7:30, I'll be on, our elders will be on, and we trust that you'll be on, and we will pray and shake the heavens, if you will. So that's for tonight. So you may want to pray ahead of that and pray for that event. Let us pray for the government of New Jersey. Because of the chaos that is going on, we shouldn't just stand by and watch that and speculate. We should understand that that's the works of the adversary. Father, we stand in the gap for the government, the state government of our state, New Jersey. Father, you have seen and you know of the chaos and confusion that exists from the top down. We pray right now and stand against the works of the adversary to disrupt smooth operations, to disrupt the caring for the citizen people of the state by the distractions that are imposed and the wickedness that's imposed by the enemy into the governmental structures to pollute and to contaminate, to cause loss and to cause suffering. Father, we pray right now for the healing, and we pray for the exposure of all the impurities, all of the wickedness that has occurred. And we pray, Lord, that your order, your divine supernatural order, would enter in to replace the order of the darkness, or the disorder of the darkness, the disorder of the demonic realm that has been imposed. We pray, Lord, that that peace would come where there's this confusion that is taking hold, that peace would come and overwhelm the confusion, replacing it, so that people would know that you are God and that you are for justice, you are for righteousness, purity. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have a mind to bring about and to see your justice and your righteousness exist in government. And we thank you, Lord, that your government is the one that ultimately wins out throughout all eternity. You said of your Son that the increase of righteousness and peace, there will be no end, that the government will be upon his shoulder. So right now, Father, we are asking for the manifestation of that process to be made visible for all to see, even the media, as it immerses itself in the dysfunctions and glory in it. We pray, God, that your righteousness and peace will disrupt what is now the daily reports and replace it with good news of the return of order, divine supernatural order. In Jesus' name, we pray for the Senate, the New Jersey Assembly. We pray for the governor and his administration. We pray for all concerned, the citizens of this state. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, even as you watch, and this situation has caught national attention because of those that are involved, including the governor. And as you see it, entertain the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you'll be able to see and see through. Be concerned about it because you may not feel immediately the effects of the disruptions and the corruption and the crisis, but certainly if you're in the state, you will be affected one way or the other. So look at the news with the understanding that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and you're able to understand, you're able to see through all of the spin that's applied to the news. You're able to understand what needs to be done. And you can pray that because God will give you the revelation of what is. You'll be able to see, and even greater, to see through. In other words, you'll be able to see behind what is obvious to the blind. You know, seeing on the surface, and you know, anyone can see that. They don't have to have the Spirit of God or the revelation, but to be able to see what's behind calls for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we pray that today, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would rest heavily upon you today, even as you go about your daily work on your business or whatever it is that you have on your plate to do today. We want to thank God for the healing for people that we've been praying for. We've been praying for Michelle Lewis. We've been praying for Carlos, who's in the hospital, and they're expecting him to pass. We want to pray for him and his family, that the peace of God would rest upon them, and that God's plan and purposes would be fulfilled in his life. We prayed for Aaron Moore, and he is also recovering. He's returned to the nation of his birth and where he lives, the nation of Antigua. I believe they attempted to call us on Christmas Day from the island there, but for whatever reason, we didn't connect. Then we prayed for Deacon Michael Gregory, his recovery from surgery, and he's doing well. We saw him this Sunday. And we prayed for Mother Etta Bullock and God is keeping her mightily. So we thank God. These are prayers that are being answered. God is on the case. He's at work. So we thank him. And we prayed for the marriage relationship between Anne, for the family of Dominic and Leah, and the children. We prayed for them that God would intervene in their lives and just raise them up as a family that serves him. We also prayed for Christine LeMay and her family as they buried their loved one on yesterday, and we continue to pray and lift them up as they are in deep bereavement over the separation of their loved ones from them. And we know that God has his heart to turn. So we thank God for Christine, and we continue to agree with God that he will continue to strengthen her and keep her in perfect peace, and her family as well. So we thank God for all of these things, and continue steadfast in prayer. Continue steadfast if you're in our consecration. And we thank you for joining that, and we bless you today. Let me pronounce a benediction over us as we leave. Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24 to 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. May God bless you all this day. We love you. Looking forward to being with you on Monday. Continue to walk with the King. May his blessing continue. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Have a wonderful weekend, by the way, of worship.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God bless everyone.
Amen.
Be careful. Be safe out there.
Yes.
Amen. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.